This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great week it is, certainly beginning with a bang. The stock market responding to the announcement about an amazingly effective coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, developed by Pfizer, 90% effective, much more than people had anticipated. And it could be ready by the end of the year, which is coming quickly. President Trump will still be president, and certainly it is odd. You may remember how many times during the campaign he predicted that nobody would talk about coronavirus after November 4th, after the campaign was over. Well, people are talking about it. The cases are going up across the country. All that news sounds grim, but this is remarkable. The president, in fact, just tweeted, stock market up big, he's right. Vaccine coming soon, he's right. Report 90% effective, such great news, exclamation point. And with Operation Warp Speed, even though Pfizer had declined to participate in Operation Warp Speed, they were doing this on their own. And apparently the tests have worked out well. Dr. Fauci has commented on it. And as a result of all of this, Wall Street up the Dow Jones Industrial Average approaching 30,000 and up 1,253 points. There were also very, very good numbers in terms of unemployment. Unemployment for October, 6.9%. That's good news. And meanwhile, the campaign and the rhetoric of the campaign continues. President Trump has emphatically not conceded, but there are reports in leading sources that suggest that he already has decided on his next steps after the presidency. We will bring you that news. One of the steps while he is still president, he just fired the defense secretary. Why? We will get to that. We will also get to a very real question about whether or not, as reported by Fox, he is also planning to fire the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, and fire the head of the CIA, Gina Haspel. He is legally entitled to do that. Why would he do that in what appears likely to be the last few weeks of a presidency? We'll try to probe that as much as we can. Plus reports about a favored pick for Biden's Treasury Secretary, if he, in fact, does take office on January 20th, which I believe that he will. And we're going to be speaking a little bit about a development in U.S. foreign policy for which President Trump deserves credit, which is just already changing the world for the better. I speak to my brother Jonathan, who was just featured today in the Wall Street Journal. Nice picture, too. And I'm very proud of John and what he's doing to try to build a new, peaceful, prosperous Middle East, not just Israel, the whole Middle East, including Israel's newfound friends in the Arab world. First of all, the very dramatic announcement today, CBS clip one, Jeremy, explaining that Pfizer has the big, big news of a big, big day. Listen.
The drug giant Pfizer announced it has evidence that its planned coronavirus vaccine works. Our Dr. David Agus joins us to talk about the breaking news. David, they're saying the headline says the drug is 90% effective. That is very encouraging. What can you tell us about this?
Well, the FDA set a bar for 50% and 90%. So 90% reduction in symptoms of the virus and people who got the vaccine. And so this is a momentous occasion. This is the first of what will be several vaccines that will show efficacy really over the next several weeks. But we're here. A long road, but the vaccine appears to have worked.
Okay, as soon as this vaccine can be deployed, President Trump has pledged that it will be available free and be distributed across the country. President Trump says he's going to have the Army do it, while Donald J. Trump is still President of the United States. The incoming president, he is President-elect, Joe Biden, reacted to the vaccine news. That's clip 2A.
We just received positive news in this fight with the announcement that there's been progress made toward a successful vaccine. Soon, the expectation is the FDA will run a process of rigorous reviews and approvals. And the process must also be grounded in science and fully transparent so the American people can have every confidence that any approved vaccine is safe and effective. At the same time, it's clear that this vaccine, even if approved, will not be widely available for many months yet to come.
Okay, how many months? Well, it depends on who you want to follow and who you believe in. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York has generated a great deal of controversy by his reaction to what is spectacularly good news for America and for the world. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing. There are 1.5 million people who have died worldwide of this virus. We are approaching 250,000 here. Think of the number of human lives that could be saved if we get this vaccine out. In that context, the governor of New York, this is clip 3A, had this to say about the what he called good news, bad news about the vaccine. I do not understand why anyone would think there's any part of it that's bad news. But here's Governor Cuomo.
What do you make of this news?
Well, it's good news, bad news, George. The good news is the Pfizer tests look good and we'll have a vaccine shortly. The bad news is that it's about 2 months before Joe Biden takes over. And that means this administration is going to be implementing a vaccine plan. The vaccine plan is very important. And it's probably the most ambitious undertaking since COVID began. Just to put it in focus, we did 120 million COVID tests in this nation over 7 months, scrambling, doing everything we can. We now have to do 330 million vaccinations, maybe twice. My state does more testing than any state in the United States. We did 12 million tests. We have to do 20 million vaccines. And the Trump administration is rolling out the vaccination plan, and I believe it's flawed. I believe it learns nothing from the past. They're basically going to have the private providers do it, and that's going to leave out all sorts of communities that were left out the first time when COVID ravaged them.
Okay, Trump even hasn't even announced his plan yet. And Governor Cuomo went on to say this about the, yes, still murky administration plans. Listen.
You have 2 months, and we can't let this vaccination plan go forward the way the Trump administration is designing it, because Biden can't undo it 2 months later. We'll be in the midst of it. I've been talking to governors across the nation about that. How can we shape the Trump administration vaccine plan to fix it or stop it before it does damage?
Okay, he wants to stop the vaccine plan? This is unreal. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is planning to name his virus task force at some point today. His virus task force, it has three co-chairs, Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is a former Surgeon General, Dr. David Kessler, a former FDA commissioner, and Dr. Marcela Nunez-Smith, a Yale professor. Can't they manage somehow to work together with Trump's team and the ongoing coronavirus task force for the sake of human life above politics? Coming up, over 71 million upset Republicans. How many cities did they destroy in their rage? We will cover that coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sign that one of the Stop the Steal demonstrators was displaying that was pretty clever. And the photograph you can see, we'll put it up at our website. It made the point over 71 million upset Republicans. That's the number of people who voted for President Trump. Of course, over 75 million voted for President-elect Biden. But it said over 71 million upset Republicans. How many cities destroyed? Question mark. And the answer, of course, is zero. And that does say something. Look, I not to say that some of the demonstrations haven't been obnoxious. I think they have. I think demonstrations are generally obnoxious. But in terms of super spreader events, which we're all supposed to be caring about, some of these explosions of joy in America and around the world at the resolution of our election in favor of Joe Biden as president-elect, you don't think that some of those events, with a lack of social distancing and literally thousands and thousands of people, will actually spread the virus before a vaccine is available to help us here? Of course they will. And it's like this strange fiction that was promulgated months ago. A fiction that said that if you go to a Trump rally, you can get sick. And by the way, I think it's true. The White House chief of staff, and I hope he has a speedy recovery, Mark Meadows, over the weekend tested positive, and along with three more members of the White House staff. So all of that is going on at the same time that President Trump is firing some of his top officials, including the Secretary of Defense. Look, the need for some kind of bipartisanship in terms of working to really help a suffering humanity. It's not just the United States, it's all over the world with getting this vaccine out there. The need for bipartisanship is extraordinarily clear. And which argues, of course, for the sooner that the election complaints and the lawsuits can get a hearing and a fair hearing, the better it will be for everybody. And we can proceed with the effort of what really most Americans say they want, which is to come together after the election. There's a piece I'm going to get to by a libertarian who says that, look, there's actually a lot to be happy about regarding this election, and I believe that to be true. The need to come together with all of this and doesn't mean that you don't get a chance to hear out your ballots and have your complaints and have them heard. It just means that sooner or later, there has to be a plan for the future. And Axios is reporting President Trump has already told advisors he's thinking about running for president again in 2024. Two sources familiar with the conversations told Axios. Axios's lead political reporter, White House reporter, is Jonathan Swan, who did that very revealing, lengthy interview the president granted him in the White House. And Jonathan Swan, or Axios in any event, writes that why this matters, this is the clearest indication yet that Trump understands he's lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Even as the president continues to insist that he is the true winner, that there has been election fraud on such a massive scale that his team will need to fight to the end in the courts. Well, that team is busy, and it's proceeding. The idea that the president is going to run again in 2024, can I claim a little credit here, please? In February of this year, February 3rd, right after the impeachment disaster, and the impeachment proceedings were terrible for the country. It helped no one. And it was completely unnecessary and misguided. President Trump was impeached by the House. He was tried by the Senate, and it wasn't even close to being removed from office. But I speculated that, assuming that he lost the election, and I think that he's been running behind basically most of that time, assuming that he lost the election, he would try to pull a Grover. Grover Cleveland lost in 1888, having been elected the first time in 1884. And then he came back and won a lot more votes when he came back. Now, President Trump has an age problem, But if he ran again in 2024, he'd be the same age, just a few months older than President-elect Biden is now. And keeping alive the prospect of another Trump race is one of those things that he would love, because it allows him to continue to be the center of attention and to conduct rallies and much, much more. Does this have something to do with the idea that he's trying to clear out his leading national security officials? Mike Esper out as Trump's defense secretary. The president, the story in the Wall Street Journal, and again, Wall Street Journal, very sympathetic newspaper to President Trump. President Trump dismissed Defense Secretary Mark Esper this morning, saying in a Twitter post that he had terminated his Pentagon chief and replaced him with a new acting secretary, signaling a possible shakeup in the remaining weeks of the Trump administration. Mr. Trump appointed Christopher Miller, who had been previously confirmed by the U.S. Senate as director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to be acting Secretary of Defense. Mr. Trump, writes the Journal, who has not conceded the presidential election to Victor Joe Biden, nominated Mr. Esper last year as his fourth defense secretary. And you think, fourth? Esper was fourth? Yeah, there was Jim Mattis, and then there was an acting secretary named Patrick Shanahan, who withdrew his nomination after he had been nominated because of some personal embarrassments. And then there was a defense secretary named Richard Spencer, who I had forgotten about. So Christopher Miller, the acting secretary, is number four at DOD, Department of Defense. What's worrisome about all of this is that if simultaneously, at the end of a term, you are getting rid of your top national security personnel, clearing out the leadership of the Defense Department, clearing out the leadership of the FBI, which has been widely reported, and President Trump has indicated his unhappiness with Christopher Wray, who seems to me to have done a wonderful job cleaning up after James Comey. And also Fox News reporting that he's preparing to fire Gina Haspel at CIA. Is he getting ready to try to do something with national security in the, 10 weeks remaining to him? It's all remains to be seen. So why did he fire Mark Esper? The Wall Street Journal offers a reason based upon some of their conversations with the White House staff and others. We will cover that, but we'll also cover very positive developments for national security and world prosperity from the Middle East. Coming right up on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is firing his defense secretary, Mark Esper. The president tweeting that Esper has been terminated effective immediately. He thanked him for his service. The president announcing that Christopher Miller will be acting defense secretary. Miller had been director of the National Counterterrorism Center. Joe Biden on Monday implored Americans to wear masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus, even as he cheered the news about a promising development of a vaccine being developed by pharmaceutical giant Pfizer.
It doesn't matter your party, your point of view. We could save tens of thousands of lives if everyone would just wear a mask for the next few months. Not Democrat or Republican lives, American lives.
Biden also warned of a dark winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is my pleasure to welcome back my favorite guest of all time, who's also my brother. And my brother Jonathan is the founder and CEO of Our Crowd, which we've been telling you about, which is a crowdsourced base for investment in high tech around the world. And last night, John, I had not seen anything, and then your office sent to me. There's this Wall Street Journal piece, big piece today. It's on page A19. It's the lead opinion piece under the heading Mideast Peace Means Open Markets. And on the Internet, there's actually a pretty good picture of you. You were happy with the photo, I hope.
I was, yes. It was any photo in the Wall Street Journal I'm happy with. As long as
right.
Me.
No. And basically, it's talking about this incredibly good news for the United States, for Israel, for the Arab world. It's the collapse of what you call the sand curtain in this article by Andy Kessler. And the sand curtain having divided Israel unnecessarily from countries like the UAE. Why did the sand curtain exist, and what does it mean that it's come down?
Well, look, the bottom line is you look at the map, you'll see this incredible land bridge. The center, really, of the earth is sitting there between the beaches of Tel Aviv and the beaches of Dubai. And for the last 70 years, because of the conflict, there was an effective border. But in the heart of that land bridge, which should have been a bridge between East and West, should have brought about flowering of the Middle East. And yet, now because of the normalization, where in the next couple of weeks we'll be having 112 nonstop flights going from the UAE to Israel, if you can believe that, turning what once was a 20-hour journey into a three-hour little hop. And everybody is going wild for the business opportunities to invest in each other, to change the world, to tackle global challenges on food and on desert agriculture and education and healthcare. And it is just the coolest thing to, for, you know, Israelis and Emiratis and the people from Bahrain to be working together on joint business. It's like a dream come true.
Well, you've been there. What do people get wrong about Dubai and about the United Arab Emirates? I mean, one of the things that is stunning is Israel actually has about the same population as the UAE and about the same gross domestic product. You say in this piece that they're a nation of entrepreneurs. Are they really?
They really are. I mean, you know, look, you have to go back and just, you know, go to Wikipedia or go somewhere and look at the pictures of what was there. Remember, this was a British protectorate where they had to beg the British to give them a landing strip. And they managed in just a few short decades to build this sort of glimmering, shining city of Oz in the desert, the two of them, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. And you look at what they've accomplished. In Dubai, there are 20 million tourists come there every year. Now, Israel, which has the Holy Land and some incredible tourist attractions, which you know and your listeners know, we get 4 million. They get 20 million.
What do they do in Dubai?
Oh, they shop and they go to beaches and they go to swimming pools, and you stay out of the heat during the summer, that's for sure. But it's
they have indoor skiing, is that right?
They have indoor skiing. Look, it's a little bit like Vegas without the gambling. Okay, it's really quite a fun and open city. Okay, and the business, first of all, the Emiratis themselves are classy, wonderful people. The government is incredibly pro-business, makes it really easy for people to set up shop. Turns out there are, you know, 8 million foreign workers there, right, who are coming from all over the world because of the vibrancy of this economy. And, you know, yes, they were blessed with oil wealth, but they've really been very, I think, far-sighted and progressive in terms of what they've done with it, how they've educated their people. The place is clean, it's efficient, and it's tolerant. When I got there last year, I was blown away by these huge signs that said, the year of tolerance. And I went and grabbed a lapel pin written in Arabic and English, year of tolerance. And they really, they don't just preach this, they live it.
Which is just so much needed for the Islamic world. And I guess what you're saying, and this is what this article is about, we've posted it at our website at michaelmedved.com, where people can also and should also find out more about our crowd. What's so remarkable about this is how different this is than what people have been afraid of in terms of the Islamic world. It's a completely alternate and more positive path.
That's why the coming down of the sand curtain is such a huge historical event. The same way that the Iron Curtain, when it came down, changed the world between East and West, and freedom really, you know, got a huge jolt forward. Same thing's happening now. And it's changing people's perceptions. You know, what's remarkable is the percentage of the people in the Emirates who support the peace. And depending upon who's polling, it's like between 70 and 90%. And it's having an impact all over the Islamic world. And they're saying, you know, this is insane. Why are we fighting? There is no need to do this. Let's talk. We'll resolve differences. Let's get on with the business of providing for our people and solving problems. And it's really it's just really exciting. I was sitting with a young Emirati on a rooftop drinking coffee at night, and he points to this building, which was this huge building. He says, hey, that's my dad built that. And I said, wow. And he goes, yeah, I'll build something bigger. And I said, what, another hotel? Or he goes, no, I'm going to build a startup. And the dreams that they have about leading the world in transportation and agriculture, in smart cities, in logistics, in airlines. These are very entrepreneurial people. Put them together, with the startup nation, what's going on in Israel, and the whole world is going to benefit. And that's what's exciting.
Okay. People can find out more about what's going on by going to our website, click on the banner for Our Crowd. Are you actually, because I don't know the answer to this, are you actually going to be setting up, helping to set up some companies in the Emirates or sending
Absolutely.
Israeli companies?
Michael, we hired a senior guy named Dr. Sabah Al-Banali, who is a Princeton undergrad, Columbia graduate, has built two successful companies. One he sold to Reuters, one he sold to Credit Suisse. He's now running Our Crowd in the region, and we're getting ready to make our first investments there. We're taking many of our companies who want to do joint ventures, and we're keen on this. This is really going to be exciting. And it's, there's a whiff of making history in the air. I think people have to, realize this is changes for the long haul. And what we're doing is building the future for generations to come, where Arabs and Jews are going to be working together, making the Middle East really a Garden of Eden together, okay, which will be the envy of the entire world.
Okay, folks, you can be part of it. Really, you can. Sign up. It costs nothing. There's no obligation. Sign up for information about all of the exciting things that are being done by Our Crowd throughout the Middle East. It's not just Israel. I'm, by the way, in America. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd and just sign up to get the information sent directly to you. Jonathan, mazel tov. Mazel tov on Yossi's wedding. Just my nephew. And on this terrific publicity in the Wall Street Journal. I was so thrilled to see it and so delighted to have you on. When we come back, more about progress right here in the United States and more good news beyond the virus, beyond the stock market, beyond the vaccines, we'll tell you coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, new statistics out today, a total U.S. non-farm payroll employment rose by 638,000 in October, and the unemployment rate dropped to 6.9%. Okay, that is very good news. It's not good news that it's Ben Carson, who's tested positive for the coronavirus. Look, it's a terrible thing to think that the White House and people working around the White House, like the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, is. But this is, I hope, for Dr. Carson, who I've known for some years, I hope that he will have a very speedy recovery and feel vastly better. Sanjay Gupta, speaking of the virus on CNN, talked about this vaccine, which now it's predicted that it could be available. It won't be widely distributed until the beginning of next year. But it could be available for top priority and limited use by the end of this year. So we're talking right around that New Year's period of time. Here's what Dr. Gupta said on CNN. Listen.
In the United States, it's expected to be free, okay, which is, I asked him directly, how much will it cost the average person? Free, he said, because the government has, again, been purchasing at risk this vaccine through Operation Warp Speed for some time. So we'll see how that pans out. We'll see what it means for future years. Will it always be free in perpetuity? We don't know. But this could become a yearly shot. Represent the largest vaccine distribution we have ever seen in our history of the world, and at least in the United States, it could be free. We'll see what it means for the rest of the world.
Okay, what a wonderful development. And the wonderful development is one of the things about getting your flu shots every year, and yes, everybody should definitely get a flu shot this year. It's strongly recommended by everyone, even people that I know who are generally reluctant to get flu shots are getting them right now. Flu shots are not 90% effective. If this really is 90% effective, it is a world changer. It is something profoundly and importantly important to celebrate. I'll tell you something else that is effective, and this is a piece that's interesting. It has the headline, Electronic Ballots Are Effective, Fast, and Used All Over the World. So why aren't they used in the U.S.? And it's a big question. When I asked John Fund about it, he said, well, because there's chances of hacking. But this article from fact-checking by the Pointer.org says that's not true. They actually have ways of blocking any hacking attempts with electronic ballots. Brazil, with its population of about 200 million, India widely uses electronic ballots. Norway does. Kazakhstan, as Borat would be glad to see, uses. There are 30 countries now that use electronic voting. We don't. And this piece by Christina Tartaglia, I think, asks some important questions. People living in at least 25 countries, actually 30, might be reading the news today that the U.S. still hasn't elected a president and asking themselves, why isn't the United States using electronic ballots like us? In those 25 countries, election results come in a few hours because the votes are collected electronically rather than on paper. And keep in mind that electronic voting isn't online voting. It's simply a faster way of tabulating votes. According to the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, countries as big as Brazil and India, with huge populations and complex political systems, shifted to electronic ballot technology many years ago. So why hasn't the U.S.? Brazilians adopted electronic ballots for the first time in 1996. That year, one-third of all voters used a machine to cast their ballots. Since 2000, 100% of Brazilian voters have used the electronic system. The mechanism's simple. Voters type the candidate's number into the machine, just like they would do in a calculator, and hit a green button to get the vote counted. At the end of election day, each machine produces a report printing out how many votes each candidate had. The electoral courts then only have to add the results of each machine. No fraud has been confirmed so far, which is hard to believe about Brazil anyway, because they've had such an unstable, difficult time in their democracy. But if the machines work, I mean, surely we could do something better like that here in the United States. We run public tests every electoral year, said one of the experts on Brazilian electoral machines, and the system has never been fully hacked. Our voting machines have one physical barrier that must be overcome by those who try to hack it, but also another 30 digital barriers. But if hackers can breach the FBI, the Pentagon, and NASA, why should voters believe the Brazilian voting machine is reliable? Because our machine, they say, isn't connected to the Internet. It doesn't have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or any other technology like that. To hack it, a person would need to actually have all the machines in hand, which, of course, in a big country is virtually impossible. Look, obviously, one thing that I think people can agree on is that this is one of those things that should be fixed up. The real answer to why we haven't done anything like that in the United States is because we have a federal system. And each state does its vote counting and its vote regulations and its elections very differently. One of the reasons that they haven't called the state of North Carolina yet, not for the Senate race and not for the presidential race, is because under North Carolina law, which sounds to me a bit nutty, frankly, they allow ballots to come in until November 12th. So they still have thousands and thousands of ballots. They don't know exactly how many that are due in. And right now, President Trump is 75,000 votes ahead. Tom Tillis, the Republican, is very likely to win. He's also well ahead. But they don't know where these ballots are coming from or how many are coming in. And they're able, in North Carolina, they are able to come in that late. Now, Does that sound like a great way to do things? It's so much better if we could have some kind of willing federal compact where at least in national elections, presidential elections, we did it in ways that people could agree on. And I got an email about this from Derek in Snoqualmie, Washington, who writes to me, "Hey, Michael, I've been listening to your show for a long time. Thank you for your insights. I was wondering why some of the House of Representative races that are at 100% vote count have still not been called. On Fox News, it still shows that the races are undecided. Also, when will we know about Alaska and North Carolina races? Thank you for answering my question. We'll know about the North Carolina race probably at the end of the week, of this week. And though people are basically assuming that Senator Tillis, who eminently deserved to win, will hold his seat. And what all of that means is that the control of the Senate will come down to those two crazy runoff elections in Georgia, which don't occur till January. Again, it's one of the quirks of the system. In Georgia, they have two elections for the U.S. Senate because one of them is a special election because Johnny Isaacson, for health reasons, had to resign early. So Kelly Loeffler, who was appointed by Governor Kemp to take his seat, she was actually finished second in the primary, and they have, unless you get over 50%, there's a runoff. I believe Louisiana does it that same way as well. It's a mess. And look, those Georgia races are going to be very, very profound because right now, assuming that the race pans out in Alaska and Senator Dan Sullivan is way ahead, the Republicans almost surely will win in Alaska and in North Carolina. That will give Republicans 50 Senate votes. But then there are these two possible Democratic pickups coming in Georgia. So if the Democrats win them both, they will have a tie in the Senate, and that tie will be decided on all-important votes by Kamala Harris, who's president of the Senate. That's in the Constitution. The Georgia runoff, and we'll be talking about it a lot, there are two fine Republican senators who have to win. At least one of them has to win because that preserves Mitch McConnell where we need him, the Senate Majority Leader, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.